Hello and welcome back to your Aura Rasa coaching podcast. I am your host, Aura Rasa Seema. Today let's talk about dilemma or catch 22 and how you can get out of it as easy as possible. Obviously, it's never easy. A dilemma is a situation where any decision I can make leads to an undesired outcome. Once upon a time, there was a monkey. He was sitting on a banana tree. The bananas hanging to his left and his right looked both so yummy that he couldn't decide which one to grab. After 2 days, the monkey fell from the tree. Dead. A tragic death by starvation. Obviously, I made this up. I don't think I would watch a monkey starve to death. Anyway, here's an example I read about in the newspaper a while ago. That's a true story. A wife called the police on her husband. That sounds like a no-no, right? He was driving drunk. When the police caught him, his blood alcohol was like crazy. The husband is in trouble now. The first thought that might cross our minds could be, how could she? Ratting on her husband? Well, we don't know the whole story and how many times she tried to influence him to change. The 6-year-old daughter was in the car, and that was maybe the last straw that broke the camel's back. I'm sure the decision to call the police wasn't easy on the woman. It was a classic catch-22. A dilemma is a situation where you have to make a decision for one of two options, of which both seem to lead to undesired results. So no matter which way I go, I will not get what I want. A classic example, a mother gifts 2 ties to her son. No matter which one he wears first, the mother will ask, why didn't you choose the other one? Most of the time we get into dilemma through other people within relationships. Catch-22 situations can be found in all walks of life. Often we feel that we are forced to make a decision regarding a meaningful situation or important need. Or in other words, we feel that the decision has existential consequences so that it is not easy for us to let go of either option. When we're in a situation like this, we have the alternative between denial, it's not all bad, try and fight, I just have to try harder next time with more, whatever, it will work. Resignation, feeling helpless. I failed again. Whatever I try, I keep failing. If you get into a dilemma too often, it can lower your self-esteem. You will question and doubt yourself faster and faster. Naturally, the fear of failure will increase. The worst thing about a dilemma is that attempts to get out of it are taking place in the problem loop. As if the tires of your car got stuck and you try to hit the gas, change the gear, but whatever you try, the car is just sinking in deeper. So how can you get out of a situation where any decision you could make isn't what you want? Stress is where you allow it to be. And catch-22 situations rarely go away by sitting them out. It will be on your mind until you make a decision. A dilemma is an energy thief. The sooner you make a decision, the better for you. It's in the nature of a dilemma that there is no ideal solution, but, you know, whenever you know that you will and have to make a decision about something, even if it is something that you dislike, you should do it as soon as possible. There are 2 options. Either you're not going to make a decision, then it doesn't make sense to worry. Forget about it. But if you know you are going to make a decision, then it also doesn't make sense to worry. Just make the decision, and here's how. 1. Analyze the situation. Is there a middle way you might have overlooked? Sometimes that can happen. 2. Analyze your emotions regarding option A and B. Maybe one option is more harmful to you, while the negative emotion towards the alternative are based on your fear to let another person down. 3. Ask your heart. 4. Be proactive and try to eliminate negative consequences, whenever that's possible. 5. do it now. So that's the best advice I can give you. Sometimes we are in situations where we dislike every option we have. The bottom line is that we should ask ourselves which option is the most harmful. And as one thing is always harmful, worrying, we should make the decision as soon as we can. A lot of people, when faced with a dilemma, try to sit it out. They procrastinate about it, and it just increases the suffering. It can even lead to negative consequences, while it doesn't change the fact that they will have to make a decision. Until next time, be well.